Welcome everyone to Christ's Blessing on this beautiful sixth day of August 2017. We come with humility and gratitude and love and faith and hope to touch His Spirit and His love and receive the gifts He has to offer to us today. So I can say for one of us, I am so grateful and so happy to be here. And I hope you are too. We are going to take some calls from our community as we always do. And if you would like to ask for a blessing or share a blessing or something that you think might be particularly inspiring to our community, just sign on by pressing star 6. Follow the prompt and then press 1. So we have Betty Jo Smith. Hi, Betty Jo.
Hi, Glenda. I just wanted to give some wonderful feedback for the blessing I called and asked for last week for my great-nephew who's 10 days old that had to undergo heart surgery.
Yes.
The surgery was 5 hours, but it was a very successful surgery, and they thought he'd be in the hospital for 9 or 10 days, and he went home in 3 days.
Wonderful.
Oh,
yes. That is such good news.
Yes. Thank you so much, Glenda.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Absolutely.
I'm just a delighted servant.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Okay. Well, it's so good to hear that news.
Yes.
And let's see. I want to get us back on with someone else. I'm sorry. I just had to attend to one thing for a moment. And I had just a glorious week here. The weather was beautiful, and some of my stresses have passed, and in some ways I became like a little wilted flower. You know, sometimes we hold up better under the stress than we do after the stress has immediately left us. And but I want to take a call from Joanna Lester, and you're on. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. I am so happy to have the opportunity to greet you. And my question is, or my request is, that I live in Montana, and there are horrible fires here, a lot of smoke. 2 people have died, smoke jumpers, people are losing their homes. And, of course, then the trees, I feel like they have emotions as well. And they're suffering, and the animals and all. And it's not just Montana. It's a lot of these states, California, exactly. And I was going to ask for a blessing and a prayer for the healing and for the no more fires. For forest fires, and thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, we certainly will, and I'm keeping watch on that, and I know what it's like because in the years I lived in Arizona, we were frequently threatened by some very severe fires. I have some pictures that look like pathways through hell. It's a horrible experience. It really, really is. So I not only have sympathy, I have empathy and compassion for anyone who has to be even close by to that and feel it. So thank you for reminding us all to be prayerful and mindful of the suffering that is happening in that part of our world.
Thank you so much. I feel a download of beautiful Christ energy right now. Just from what you just said. So thank you.
Oh, well, I'm sure you're getting it, and I'm sure it's real. So thank you for asking. You know, sometimes we just need to ask, and that's why I have this time on our blessing call where you can do just exactly that. So we have, I think it's Robert. Is it Robert Fernandez? A Rebor.
Hi.
Fernandez?
Hi, it's Ollie. Hi, Glenda.
Oh, hi. Ollie, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you. And it's so nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
So did you want to ask for a blessing today or share one with us?
I would love to ask a blessing for my brother. His name is Georgie.
Okay.
He's undergoing some challenges at work, some income challenges, and he's the sole provider for his family. So I would like to request a blessing and a prayer for him through Yeshua and the Holy Spirit and our community. I'm very grateful.
Oh, we certainly will. And our love and our prayers would go to him and the family, because we know that people who live in such a close state of mutual sharing and dependency are almost like one person.
Yes, thank you.
That's okay. Beautiful. And God bless you and your whole family.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And let's see, we have someone from area code 512, and you're on.
Glenda?
Yes.
Hi, it's Nancy again.
Oh, hi, Nancy.
It's been a hard week. I lost a cousin. Well, I didn't really lose him. I did help him pass on to the other side, but he was found in his recliner, they think maybe 5 days.
Oh.
But anyway, yeah, and we're very much alike, and so I'm kind of freaking out going, okay, is that they're going to find me like that, you know? So, and also Fig passed on from pancreatic cancer. So, it's been an interesting week. But I am blessed with the thought that he was welcomed by relatives, including mom, and that, you know, it's just the people left behind, because this is the hard part. You know, going there is easy. They're fine now.
That's
us
true.
It's absolutely
true.
So, anyway, I just wanted to pass that on, and prayers for those who are left behind.
Blessings to you, Nancy, and prayers for all those left behind. And we do know that's actually where the suffering is.
Yep.
We miss the ones we love.
Well, he was only 6 months older than I am, so it was a surprise.
That makes it particularly relevant and surprising, and makes us really, really think about how precious life is.
Yes.
Well,
and we just got all of mom's stuff, you know, finished.
Oh, I know. And now, I know what it's like to go through that. You know, I have no living family from my generation or the generation before me, no aunts, uncles, whatever. Only young nieces and nephews and their children and grandchildren. But you know, they're off living their own life, doing what they do. So I know exactly what it's like. But you know what? There is a kind of liberty that goes with that. An opportunity and an invitation to then be your own independent self. Because in the course of living, we sometimes confuse love with adaptation. We adapt in order to help or for our own convenience. And it isn't always love. It's just, oh, shall we say, the interdependency of life. And once we are set free from that, we are free to look back over our life and remember the love, not the dependency or the dependency of them on us, not the things we needed to conform to in order to have a cooperative family, but just the love, because that's the only thing that remains. And there's a kind of liberty and revelation that happens when you get to that point in your life. So I want to encourage you to look for that and enjoy it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, and thank you for sharing, and God bless you, and God bless those remaining in your family, that you can all be strong together, and always, always look for the love.
Thank you.
I see Tony is on the line. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Glenda.
How are you today?
Doing very well, thank you. Wanted to say thanks again for the experience of your classes. This last one on Revelation and Recovery is really a blessing. I've been having a lot of experiences lately related to the One Spirit and the process.
Oh, good.
Yeah, where Yeshua was talking to you about our growth process, where we eventually behold the oneness of spirit and how important that is. And through this class, it was getting a lot of those connections along with what we were talking about during the class. So I got a poem, I wanted to share that. It's just four lines, real short. If it's okay, I'll share it.
Oh, good.
Okay, so here goes. We are the lion, connected and one, all of God's children wake with the sun. And so that's in honor of the total solar eclipse coming on August 21st.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
It really is beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Well, yeah, thank you. Thank you to everybody in the class. Thank you to Spirit, because I really feel there's something very important with what's going on right now, and we're all connecting with it and being blessed by it. So thank you.
Oh, yes. There are some very, very important things happening and changing in our world. And I see Ben is on the line. Stormy. Hi, Stormy.
Yes, Glenda. Thank you for your comment last week on the angelic realm that, you know I dwell in so well, and I hope you got
it. You are well. And by the way, Stormy, I received your present yesterday. I have not had a chance to listen to the recordings yet, but I will give them my ear and my love this week.
And I wrote you some nice words about some of my experiences. You know, I don't have a concept between seen and unseen. Never did. I knew you before you were born, and I will know you after you have left this physical world. It's all the same.
Well, you have an extraordinary sense of vision, Stormy. This is true. And we all actually have it. We just haven't practiced it. You know, our muscles get weak. I went swimming for the first time this year, today, and I was just absolutely surprised. Swimming gently on the safe side of the pool to get my strength back up. But you know, that's true of every one of our senses, not just our physical muscles. But when we haven't used our mind for a while in a business way or an analytical way, that gets weak. When we haven't used our intuitive senses for a while, they get weak. And when we haven't prayed for a while, we forget the energy and the feeling of what it's like to pray and be in union with God. And so thank God so much for those who never forgot.
I never forget.
I know you don't, Stormy. And thank you so much. I can't wait to listen to your music.
Talk to you next week.
And we have a caller from area code 413. You're on.
Hello. My blessings to you, Glenda, and to this beloved community. This is Sarah, and I usually call from Santa Cruz, California. But this week I'm calling from Western Mass, where I've come home to visit my family.
Okay, good.
Yes, and I just want to ask for a couple of special blessings for my family here, my mom, Kathy, who just turned 72 yesterday, and my dad, Peter, and my brother, Tristan. And I also want to just ask for a special blessing, some support for me. You know, it's challenging to come home to my the place of my birth. It just it brings up many things, you know, just many some trauma from the past, some attachments, and so I just want to find, be able to just carry my home with me, carry my truth of Christ with me, and feel that no matter where I go. Because I can feel myself just a little off of being here and all that's happening. So I just want to ask for some integration and strength and faith for myself.
Well, you know, that refers back to exactly what I was saying about, well, maybe 5 minutes ago, about moving on from our family to where all we have is the love. Because really, actually, when we're growing up, when we're learning about life and receiving support for our life from our family, we do a lot of adaptation. And they adapt to us as well. And sometimes we confuse the adaptation for love. And there comes a time in life where we need to find out just what the love is, just what the love was. There is no way we can be among people that close to us without love. And there's love there, but it may not quite be the same as what we thought it was. And it's really, really important to come to that time in life where we can just honor the love.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. That's my prayer.
Okay. So, blessings to your family and to you and to the full realization of your life as you continue to love your family but rise above the childhood conformities.
Yeah.
Is that a nice way to put it?
That's a beautiful way to put it.
Okay.
Okay.
And we have a wireless caller. Wish I had a name, but I don't. And I'm going to put you on. Area code 321.
Hi, Glenda. It's Scott in Orlando.
Oh, Scott. Hi. Yes. How are you?
So very good. May I share a blessing that I've received?
Excellent.
I was allowed to facilitate a program at my library. It was a board game that teaches leadership competencies to teens, and I got some good feedback, so I'm hoping to be able to do that again. And also, I've got an engagement to speak at the Rotary Club later this month, and of course I'll be speaking about the intelligence in the heart and so on. So any positive support is good.
Are you there, Scott?
Yes, I am. Positive thoughts. Appreciate it. And also, I was going to ask, on non-webinar days, is it cool if we chat sometime after the call?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that real clearly.
On the non-webinar days, is it okay
uh-huh.
if we community chat sometimes after the call? You know, to leave the line open like we did that one time?
Oh, yes, we can. I will do that.
Cool. Anybody that wants to.
So, blessing giver, this is a request that Scott is making for other blessing givers who would like to chat after our blessing. I will leave the call line open. So, and Scott will obviously be there because he requested it. So any of the others of you who would like to just be connected and talk and share experiences. Well, you might want to go rest for a little while, but the line will still be open, so come back to the line. Thank you, Scott, for thinking about that.
All right, my pleasure.
Is there anybody else? Anyone who would like to ask for a blessing or share a blessing? Nancy, okay. Hi, Nancy. You're on.
Thank you, and hello to everyone, and thank you, Glenda, for the wonderful webinar. I have called to ask a special blessing for people who are having significant problems with their memory. Right now I'm supporting my brother as his memory declines, and kind of referring back to what Scott said, it occurs to me that as our brains get changed as often as we age, it's even more important to rely on the Sacred Heart and the wisdom of the heart so that we can ask our questions of within our hearts and know the truth. And I think asking for a blessing for all of those with dementia and Alzheimer's to help them move into their Sacred Heart and to bless them, and particularly my brother. So,
Nancy, that is an amazing request and blessing, because I have been through that with family members, and I know that on the level of their soul and their heart, they never forget, and they're not having, it's just with the mind, it's just, and actually it's not even with the higher mind, it's just simply with the cerebral mind, the physical mind, that they're having trouble. And the ones I have known in my family have been so aware right up to the end, and they have little breakthrough moments when you know it and you have no doubt about it. But those breakthrough moments don't come very often.
They come less often and less often, don't they? Yeah.
Yes, but they do.
Another blessing that I would like specifically for my brother is that he will find the perfect living situation. We've applied for assisted living for him at a place not as close as I would like, but in the state of Florida. And we would ask for the blessing that the right and perfect outcome for that application occur for him.
What is his name?
Joe.
Joe. Okay. Joe is on my prayer list.
Thank you.
And not only will we offer a blessing today, I will continue praying for him.
Thank you very much. And thank
you. He has
the
right care and love and companionship that he so richly deserves.
Exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for your love and gracious support of our work. And we have a caller from area code 780, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Oh, hi, Desmond.
Hi. It's a beautiful day here today. Yesterday was my dad's birthday.
Oh, good.
And, yeah, I'm going for a walk with him real soon, picking all the wild berries, and taking my brother's dog because I'm taking care of him. I love having a dog. It's so nice. And thanks for praying for me last week about getting a job. Like, I totally received that attractive magnetism and believing in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across really confidently. I still might not have got the job, but at least I really believed that I could get it, and I was really confident. So maybe another blessing that I get it would be awesome, but
you know,
thanks for the blessing.
Things come in steps, Desmond. Sometimes the most important thing is gaining our confidence. And then we change from that, because once we have confidence, we have a different way of approaching our goals and our situations, and then we have the new experience, and that reform, that changes us even more.
Yeah, it's kind of like with your swimming for the first time today.
Exactly.
Oh, you know, then you really realize, you're like, oh, I'm confident that I can swim and that I need to swim more, and then you just keep building up your strength.
That's the point, and it's the point with everything. And everybody, don't overlook the necessity of building up this confidence in the invisible areas of life, with compassion, tolerance, understanding. You know, it may be very difficult to tolerate certain things, but if we give just a little thought time every day to what might have caused some of the things we're intolerant about, to what might be the alternate perspective, to what might someone else be going through on the other side of the equation, we can gradually build up our tolerance. And we know that tolerating something doesn't mean approving of it. It just means having a compassionate understanding that many things are going on in our world at the same time. And more than likely, those causing trouble are already in trouble. And by relieving their trouble, they cause less trouble. You see, this is what we don't want to take that extra step. We don't want to walk that extra mile. But I can tell you, everybody, there's not much traffic on the extra mile. That's what Yeshua recommended for all of us. If a man asks you to walk a mile with him, walk an extra mile. And I can tell you right now, there's not much traffic on that extra mile. It's a pleasant walk and extremely rewarding. So it looks like it's about time for our blessing. And we don't have much time for a message from me, but all of you who ask for blessings gave me an opportunity to respond, and I'd like to summarize my responses to you and some of the value of these questions. And that is that every day there are little windows of light. Sometimes the most beautiful experiences of the sun are not those days that are blue skied and brilliant with this ball of fire in the sky, but there are times when on a cloudy day the clouds break away and there's a window of light, and that window of light shines down on the earth. It's exceptional. It's extraordinary. And I treasure those moments just as much as I do the bright blue sky days, because those moments where we have windows of light remind me that the sun is always there. And it reminds me that on the other side of the clouds in our life, there is light. We just need to find a window we can open, a door we can open. And how do we do that? How do we do that? Well, we do it mostly by faith, but we also do it by our willingness to hold a positive attitude that penetrates through the fog and the clouds and believes in ourselves and believes in God and believes in the goodness, the basic goodness of humanity and all of life. And we develop a power of compassion that we wrap around an arrow that we shoot into the sky, and it just breaks open the clouds. And it's really quite amazing how when we do that and the clouds break open, we have a marvelous revelation, because the contrast that happens in our mind and in our heart from sad to happy, from worried to liberated, from afraid to encouraged. That contrast brings with it such a strength and such a reinforcement of our personal spiritual strength that we always get a special reassurance. And in fact, this is one of the things as an artist that I've always looked for. Not in every painting I've ever painted. A few, like one I'm looking at right now, is a beautiful blue sky day with a few puffy clouds in it and bright spring flowers. And those days are lovely. But I would say more than half of the paintings I've painted are all about looking for that little window of light. Because that window of light then illuminates everything else. And it shows us it doesn't take all that much light to turn on the light around us and to begin seeing the light in everything else. There's a painting I did called The Heart's Garden, and that was a portrayal of the place in the garden I would go and write so many of my notes for Love Without End. And it's got one of these little breaks. You can see the window of light right behind the garden bench that I sat on. A window of light. Another one I'm looking at right now has a window of light pouring into a garden. Just brilliant white light illuminating the trees that it touches into pale yellow green and then casting sparkles of light on the ground. And the flowers are illuminated by that light. What am I talking about? I'm talking about not just daylight being a window of light. I'm talking about when everybody is glum and you smile, you find something to share that's affirmative and hopeful. And people look up and they look at you and they look in your eyes and they see a window of light. That's what I'm really talking about. Well, these blessings on Sunday are a window of light. And they come from a very high place in heaven, directed from the grace of God by the Holy Spirit, through the love of Christ and the hearts of our blessing givers into your hearts and into the earth. So just think of this blessing pouring upon you and then reflecting from you on everyone around you, just like if a window of light came through the clouds and then it bounced off the ground and reflected to the fence and the trees and the flowers around, what that would be like. That's what the blessing is like, the blessing that will be coming to you very soon. So let's prepare for it right now. Let's just be seated and clear your mind of all your worries, all your doubts, all your fears, all your regrets and your guilts. Right now, they don't matter because God will take care of them. And in the course of living, life will wash them all away anyway. And there will come a time when you return back to just being pure spirit, and you look back and you say, oh my God, even with all the problems, wasn't it wonderful? But right now, we can't see all of that beautiful light because of the fog and the clouds. But we're going to break through a window of light and bring it through for you so that it can assist you in having more light on your problems, your desires, your goals, your soul, everything you want, your healing, your body, your family, to wash away your worries and find answers and solutions. So let us just seat ourselves in a chair comfortably, arms and legs uncrossed, your head slightly bowed down toward your heart, acknowledging the fact that your attention has left your mind, your brain mind, and fallen into the consciousness of your heart. Just relax and be ready to be in prayer. I will say my invocation to Yeshua. And you, as soon as I'm finished, will begin your prayer while the blessing givers and I conduct this energy of love and light from the highest of the high. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for being with us, for walking with us every day on this earth, and giving us the courage to actually have feet on the earth and feel the gravity of it all. We thank you for giving us faith and love and spirit and courage, compassion, and strength to be here not just for ourselves, but for those we love. You inspire us. You lead us, you guide us, and we strive every day to be more like you and to walk in your light. And we ask now that you would shine your light upon us, that we may have a wonderful tasting of it and be delighted with the love and the glory of it and bring it into the world, not only for ourselves, but for those we love and touch and care about, and for the earth and for all that's going on the earth, and for our coexistent animal friends and plant friends and the entirety of our living earth. We thank you for it all, and we know that we share it with you, being part of it all. We surrender now to receive. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has now been given, and you will complete it by finishing up your receiving and resting. So, blessings to you. So many blessings to you. And love to you for a glorious week. Now go and rest and receive. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.